So you think it'd be a good idea to be the President of the United States? How very interesting. How very, very interesting. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry at Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. You think it'd be interesting to be the President. Whether you're a woman or whether you're a man, you think it'd be interesting to be the President. Think about it. What does the President do? The president is a symbol. The president is a representation of the finest and the best qualities of a human being. The president is the ideal person under all circumstances. The president is most marvelous indeed. Now, the president must have ideals. The president must have values. The president, what? No. The president represents these values. The president represents what the values are of the American people. The president represents what the values are of the citizens that he is president of. The president is the father figure, the mother figure, representing the country that he is in or she is in. Now, if you're going to be president, you have to be very, very special. And the speciality begins with you in your heart. If you're going to be president, you have to be aware that every thought you think, every word you speak, every action you take is going to be duplicated by the people of your world, of your country, of your homeland. And these people are going to look at you and say, well, the president does this, that must be okay. The president has these values, that must be okay. The president's values are my values. The president is interested in the value, the goodness of the country, and he does these things, and so that's perfectly okay. Well, now, think about that. We could take that a few steps lower. By taking it a few steps lower, we go down into the congressmen, we go down into the legislators, we go down into the governors, we go down to all levels of community direction, of community ownership, of community, wherever anyone is a leader. And what are these leaders doing? Are these leaders leading the people into the ways of right? Are these people who are the leaders, are they absolutely flawless in their lives? Do they try to live, at least try to live their lives from the highest and the best? Is this what they do? Well, that's what a president does. That's what a leader does. A leader is the representation. When a father goes astray and the children see the father not cooperating with the principles that he says he upholds, they lose their faith in their father. They lose their trust in their father. They lose their confidence in their father. The person who is in legislative offices, whatever they may be, represents the father, mother figure, and as that representation, whatever they do must be as pure as the white-driven snow. Oh, they're allowed to make mistakes and do it no more and admit to the mistakes and say, I made a mistake and that wasn't what I really want to do. That wasn't what I should do. That wasn't what I can do or will do. This is what I will do. This is my choice. These are my programs. This is what I promise to do if I am elected into office. We have these people as symbols for ourselves. Now, if we have values, and our values come from one nation, and we move to another nation, and the values are somewhat different, the basic values are all the same, no matter where you live in the universe. Love of parents, love of family, love of community, love of the world, looking for the best and the highest in the world about you. These things are universal. No matter where you go, these things are always true. No matter who you talk to, these things are always held in high opinion, held in high esteem, held as the ultimate of what they would like to do, and truly what you would like to do. At the Dial Healing Words, we wonder why we have problems in our life. We wonder why we have circumstances in our life that sometimes make things difficult for us. And so we say to ourselves, where are my values? Am I living up to my values? Oh, my values may be Muslim, my values may be Christian, my values may be Hindu, my values may be whatever they may be, it doesn't matter. These are the values that I hold dear. Now, am I living up to them? Have you ever seen a Hindu, a Christian, a Muslim? Have you ever seen any country, any nation, any religion, any philosophy at all that wants to hurt people? Never. That wants to destroy the world? Never. That wants to bring unhappiness and inharmony into the lives of the people? Never. Always, it is looking for the highest and best. So you and I, when we turn our attention always to the highest and best, we'll find that every dream we have has the possibility of being fulfilled. Every dream that we have is something that fits in with our values. And fitting in with our values, they have all the possibility in the world for being realized. So today, let's realize our values. Let's realize our dreams. Let's realize who and what we are. And as we realize that, let's know that it is done unto us according to our belief and our standing up for our belief and our loving our belief. It's not hard to do this, but it's sometimes challenging. Sometimes we'd like a little bit of guidance and help along the way. And if you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to your desires or whatever you have in your heart, you may dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And talk to the practitioner who answers the phone and tell them, this is my value, this is my dream, this is my desire. What are some of the ways that I can exercise that and bring that forth in my world and in the world of all those whom I love? And the practitioner will say to you, I like working on that. Now, here's some suggestions from me. And away you go. Then know that it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.